From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Parents of newborns like to keep their babies close using what's known as a body-worn baby carrier. However, a new study coming out of Boise State's Baby Lab says not all of those carriers are created equal, and some may have troubling impacts on your baby's hips. Erin Mannin is an assistant professor of mechanical and biomedical engineering at Boise State University. She's also the director of the Boise Applied Biomechanics of Infants Lab, which conducted this new survey, and Erin is joining us now. Welcome to the program, Erin.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So can we just start with what the Baby Lab is and what exactly do you study?
Yes, that's a great place to start. So the Baby Lab studies how babies move and use their muscles and what that means for musculoskeletal development, so joints development like hips and things like that, and safety in commercial baby gear. So we use biomechanics techniques to understand how babies move.
Okay, so you study commercial baby products, as you mentioned, right? And is your primary thing you study, is it safety?
So yeah, we study lots of different types of baby gear, and we're really interested in how babies are positioned within baby gear and what that means for hip health in particular, but also in other lines of research, suffocation-related safety. So we kind of do lots of different things, all related to safety in commercial baby products.
Okay, so let's talk about baby carriers. Now, you studied body-worn carriers. So can you, for maybe folks who aren't familiar, can you describe what those are?
Absolutely. So body-worn baby carriers are what you see mom and dad wearing on the front of their body, usually with kind of, it's like a front backpack for a baby. Mm-hmm. So baby is usually facing inward, could also be facing outward. So we studied a couple different types of inward facing baby carriers with babies on the front of the parent's body.
So can you explain the difference between the two kinds of the carriers that you did study?
Yes. So we were really interested in the study and understanding hip health. Some previous research on swaddling. So, you know, most folks know what swaddling a baby is and know at this point not to swaddle babies' hips really tightly because research has shown that that negatively influences hips. So for this study, we wanted to see how baby carrier design might influence hip health. So the two main designs we looked at were kind of a narrow base carrier where it's just a few inches of fabric that the baby is kind of slung from versus a wide base carrier, which we say offers kind of a knee-to-knee support for baby's bottom and legs.
Okay, so without getting too technical here, how exactly did you study these two carriers then?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we used a technique in ultrasound. So most folks are familiar with ultrasound when, you know, a person is pregnant. There's actually a way to use ultrasound to look at baby's hips, and it's commonly used to diagnose babies with hip problems when they're really young. So we use these same techniques to study and understand how or if hip position and these hip angles are affected with the different carrier types.
Hmm. I have to tell you, I find this study so fascinating because, I mean, my kiddos are older now. They're 15 and 11. But I really didn't use baby carriers a lot because I was actually kind of always concerned about them, their legs being so far apart when they were sitting in them. And I was like, is this going to hurt them at some point? And so I find it so interesting that, you know, now there's this study coming out that is looking at the impact on babies' hips.
Yeah. And that's part of how I got into this research, right? I'm a mom and I had questions, the same types of questions. And so we really just wanted to help inform parents and the public on best practices for baby carriers. So that was kind of the motivation behind the study.
Okay, so let's look at what you actually found in the study. My understanding is that you found that those wide base baby carriers may actually be better for babies' hips than the other kind. Now, why is that?
Yeah, so our results showed that the wide-base baby carriers, the angles that we measured, the ultrasound outcomes that we measured were really similar to a device that's actually used to treat babies with hip problems. So we think that wide-base carriers have a place for healthy hip development. We also found kind of the opposite for the narrow-base carriers, which was really fairly concerning. We found kind of worse outcomes at the hip for babies when they were in these narrow-based carriers, we think because the hips are kind of dangling. So there's unusual forces occurring at the hip joint.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit. When we talk about, you know, babies' hips and all of this, I mean, some people may not be familiar with hip dysplasia and what it is. I have a sister that had it. I have a friend whose daughter, you know, had it, and they had to wear these basically contraptions for quite a while. Can you explain exactly, you know, what hip dysplasia is, and you know, and how it can impact a baby?
Absolutely. So every baby, at least that's born in the United States, is kind of tested at birth and at their 2-week checkup for unstable or underdeveloped or dislocated hips. And so at that point, they might be diagnosed with hip dysplasia, which really is just a laxity or an underdevelopment of the hip joint. Usually it's caught early. Usually it's treated with a pelvic harness, which is that contraption that you were talking about. And usually babies are okay, but not always. And sometimes it's not caught.
Okay, so with that said, you in this study also studied a few babies with this condition, right? And what did you find?
Right, so we were able to study a few babies with mild hip dysplasia in these same carriers. And we found that the positive results with the wide-base carrier were the same, but the negative results with the narrow-base carrier were kind of even worse than what we saw in the healthy babies. So this really leads us to believe that, especially for babies with lax or flexible hips, it's really important that they're using a wide base carrier. I also want to note that, you know, our study looked at just a short amount of time, right, of babies in these products. And it's unlikely that somebody who even has one of these narrow base carriers and is using it for short amounts of time, it's unlikely that it's going to make problems worse. But really, we're concerned about prolonged wear in baby carriers.
Okay, so with that said, it's okay for parents to use these carriers, but what would be your recommendation from the results of this study?
Sure. So our lab fully supports baby wearing and using body-worn baby carriers. If you're going to buy a new product or buy a product for a friend or yourself, we would fully recommend using a wide-base carrier. And actually, there's a nice list of these wide-base carriers that are acknowledged by the International Hip Dysplasia Institute on their website. And I think there might be a link we can send to that.
Okay. I think that's helpful for parents, right? So you want to make sure you get the right thing. Erin, how important is it for parents to pay attention to studies like the ones that you're doing, you know, at the end of the day?
You know, I'm a parent and I know that we're overwhelmed with choices in baby products. And I think it's the company's jobs, but I also think that it's up to us as consumers to make sure that we're doing our, you know, due diligence and finding the best product that suits the needs of the parent and the baby.
And what's next at the baby lab? I mean, what else are you looking at right now?
That's a good question. So we're continuing our study in hip dysplasia. We're trying to make kind of a robotic harness so that we can really understand forces of babies who have hip dysplasia. And then we continue to work on the safety of other types of commercial baby gear. So rockers and swings and things like that.
Well, because there's just so, I mean, even now, as I mentioned, I mean, my kids are older. And so there's even more things on the market now. And I think it can be really overwhelming as a new parent to know, you know, what products to get, what do you actually need versus, you know, do you really need this? There's just so much out there.
Yeah, it is super overwhelming. So that's kind of one of the goals of our baby lab, is to just to start to kind of scratch the surface and understanding products that might benefit and products that might not benefit babies, and that can help parents make informed decisions.
Yeah. And it just eases some of that, you know, anxiety that you have, especially as new parents. So Erin, thanks so much for coming in and chatting with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.